Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. This makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and that's every 10,000 points. I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
It's the Monday edition, and welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM. Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP.
Hard work good and hard work fine, but take care of health. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
That's what I do. Smoke two joints.
All right, this is the Happy Hemptress sitting here at the Hemp Rock headquarters. I'm sitting here with Gatewood Galbraith, who popped in to visit this evening, and we're going to get a few words from him to find out what's going on in Lexington and in Kentucky these days. Gatewood, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Lynn, for having me on. I want to alert all the folks that my running mate, D. Riley, and I are independent candidates for governor of the state of Kentucky, and that election is set for November 2011. That's about 21 months from now. And want to alert all you folks up here in the northern market and all the folks listening all over the state of Kentucky and every place else that Dee and I are the most viable independent candidates for a major office in the United States of America today. The state of Kentucky is living in a dysfunctional government, and the major parties have their leadership, have their horns locked up like two bull elk fighting over territory while the business of the people lays dead in the dust. And neither party, major party, or any other party is capable of producing a candidate that can disengage from the partisanship long enough to actually get everybody to join together to try to solve the perennial problems in the state of Kentucky. And Dee and I feel that an independent governor who doesn't care who gets credit for doing what's right for the people of the state of Kentucky stands the best chance to use the tools of civility and statesmanship to get the best and brightest and best intentions of both parties to step up and join together in a people's caucus to finally address the perennial problems of the state of Kentucky. So this that we're offering in November 2011, 21 months, we're offering the people of the state of Kentucky an opportunity to think in terms of like a leap year adjustment, you know. We don't want to replace either party. We're not going to change the calendar in any respect. We're not a threat to the Democrats or Republicans because we don't care who gets credit for it. But as far as the executive goes, an independent stands the best chance of getting something done. So, people can go to gatewood.com. We have a great website, www.gatewood.com. They can join me on my Facebook page, although isn't there a limit of 5,000? I think we're about that right now.
You know, I don't really know if there is a limit.
If there isn't, join
gotten
on
gotten close yet.
And we've gotten a terrific an idea. We're asking everybody to send in $20. And for $20, not only do you have a chance to preserving any kinds of individual rights you may still have left in modern-day America, but you also get a VIP ticket that allows you access to any of our open-air concerts that we're going to throw around the state, when the campaign gets going this summer. So asking everybody to join in. Look, we need 400,000 votes, and what we're saying is that an atom bomb is a lot of little atoms going on all at once. Be an atom.
That's right. Join in the avalanche.
It's time. Hey, our slogan is the time is now. Now's the time. We can't afford to slide any further than we've already slid in the state of Kentucky.
That's right.
Last year, we lost 82,200 jobs in the state of Kentucky.
Terrible.
It's horrible. We can't afford it anymore. We need to think in terms of getting our kids educated and, getting an educable workforce. We need to be planting the hell out of hemp.
Absolutely.
We need to be planting the hell out of marijuana. Look here, you know what's happened, and I know your listeners have. 8 months ago, President Obama turned marijuana over to the states. It's now a states' rights issue, and the states are free to do anything they want to with it.
And now there's 14 medical states.
Well, California is going to drop all the medical restrictions and simply tax it as a cash crop within the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And, the minute that first tax dollar is collected on North American soil, the economic genie's out of the bottle. And the question becomes, is Kentucky going to be the second state or the 50th state?
Right.
If we're the 50th state, we're still going to recognize vast economic benefits, including saving between $500 million and $1 billion a year in health care costs, because a lot of people would rather die at home with some good marijuana than be stuck the last 2 weeks of their life in some high critical care, high cost hospital
That's
setting
right.
with tubes in up their nose and pharmaceuticals are running throughout their body. And of course, the new tax base on it. But the question is if we can become the second state in the United States to do it, the first state east of Mississippi, we will lift Kentucky out of poverty.
Become the leading state.
We could put our brand on it. It would be wonderful. It would become a tourist mecca, but which we're going to become that anyway when I'm
governor. Yeah, I agree.
Because Kentucky's going to be a hell of a place to visit once we get there.
Yeah.
We need to think in terms of thinking beyond, other people are thinking. A lot of these states are going to be looking at like hogs staring at a wristwatch. It's going to go completely over their head,
But
I think
yeah.
we'd like to position Kentucky to take advantage of the situation.
I agree.
Then, of course, 2 months ago, the American Medical Association, for all you listeners out there, listen carefully, the American Medical Association voted to petition the federal government to reschedule marijuana over to a medical schedule
yes.
so that they could begin immediately writing prescription medicine for smoked marijuana
right.
for multiple sclerosis and anorexia, nutrition-blocking diseases like tuberculosis, AIDS, and cancer.
Yeah.
And so it's a reversal of a 72-year span by the AMA, and that absolutely, once the FDA does reschedule it, it's going to make any other state where there is still a Schedule One narcotic and no medicinal value, going to make them unconstitutional.
Right, because they should fall in with the feds.
Well, they're going
according to the feds,
well,
anyway.
It gives you a constitutional right to medical
yes.
marijuana as a defense.
Yes.
So, everybody's going to have to change then.
Yeah.
So what I've been working for 40 years and what our good friends in the movement, including you and Dana Beale and Dennis Perrone and Jack Hare
yeah.
and all the really giants of the activism you know, something we've been working for 40 years is going to come to fruition.
Well, I admit I'm only about 20 years in, but still, smoking longer than 20.
30 years ago, there's a job that's 30 years ahead of your time.
That's right.
You know,
you guys were way out there.
We lived long enough to do it. You know, I remember Dana when he was hitchhiking up down the East Coast organizing smoke-ins, for God's sake.
Yeah, the first ones. That's right.
The first ones.
Now, speaking of that, you know, we have the Global Marijuana, the Worldwide Marijuana March
coming up.
That's a nice segue. That's right. Coming up here in Cincinnati on May 2nd and May 1st down in your city in Lexington.
We've always had kind of a minor one down there because it's Derby Day in Kentucky. And Louisville and the Kentucky Derby have everybody's interest.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this year that a lot more people understand that we're right close to the revolution and that we're riding the cusp of it right now. And I hope to have, you know, 100 or more people there. But we don't really even have a march. We're not in a very demanding kind of situation. It's more of an information dissemination. Speeches, people are telling their own personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting... You know, yelling at buildings doesn't get it for me, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather yell at people.
Yeah, that's why I like to do the radio instead of standing up on the stage of the buildings.
Well, I don't mind standing out in traffic holding a sign or joining a picket line.
Right.
But walking around and yelling at government buildings, you know, I'm inside of them actually trying to get stuff done.
Exactly.
You know? But I do see getting out and demonstrating and being part of a demonstration. Yeah. Is a very empowering situation.
Yes, it is.
And I invite everybody to show up and do that.
And people that come, they feel that. They feel very empowered.
Well, don't get me wrong. Yeah. If I've got enough pitchforks and tar and feathers, I will get in a street march.
Oh, yeah. Well, we hope to have as many as we had last year. We had about 300 people, and it was great. We had from the front of the courthouse steps, walked around the block to the Hamilton County Justice Center Jail, and the prisoners were waiting with signs up in the window.
When they see if you've got an audience like that, that's
right.
Okay.
They joined in from up there. It was great. So we hope to get those guys up there and the girls,
I'll be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that'll be May 2nd here in Cincinnati at the Hamilton County Courthouse steps. Now, once again, give your website out.
Yes, it's www.gatewood.com. You can also go on YouTube, Gatewood Jarvis on YouTube. Boy, I looked good 20 years ago.
We're going to pull some stuff out from past rallies, and we'll have it on public
access. I will tell people my short in Kentucky, my shortest political speech, okay? You know, I've run for governor before. If I was going to lie to you, I'd already been elected governor.
This is true.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Gatewood, as always. It's a pleasure, and I can't wait to have you on live. Real soon on 95.7 and, of course, in the studio, not just sitting at the headquarters. And hopefully the week of the GMM that week. And until then, we'll see you in 2011 for sure.
Namaste.
You got it. We'll see you back in the studio.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City. WVQC.org, coming soon to WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
What I want to know. We think it's almost over. Hey, it is the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man and Pottsberry, the dope boy, Pot and Fret, Hash, Pot and Hash. Here I go doing it again.
We'll get it right eventually.
Yeah, here on Hemp Rock Radio. And we are trying. I'm giving the Burn Man hell today. He played that clip just a little bit too early, so getting used to this new system in here. And but if you did just tune in and you didn't hear that clip, you'll have to catch the first clip that we played on the WEED Radio Network archive. Maybe tomorrow. Anyway, it was Gatewood Galbraith, of course. He was visiting the Hemp Rock headquarters last night, so I snagged him up for a quick interview for today. And, of course, you know, we did our disclaimer in the beginning, and I'm going to do the political disclaimer as well. You know, the station doesn't support any political candidate, but Hemp Rock does. So that's our opinion, not theirs. And I have personally supported Gatewood since his first gubernatorial campaign in 1991. He kicked that off in 1990 with a concert with Willie Nelson. And on the run out today, I did not grab a Willie Nelson CD, so we're playing other clips. And anyway, he is, as you heard, if you did hear the clip, running for governor again in Kentucky in 2011. Now, of course, the primaries will be May of next year, and we hope that he wins and then goes on into the... actually, I guess there is no primaries for the independent now that I think about it. All he needs to do is get enough signatures to get on the ballot for the November, right. November ballot. So I am wrong about that. So he is running as an independent. Therefore, if you live in Kentucky and are not a registered voter, you should get registered. And if you are registered, you should get a hold of Gatewood at gatewood.com and get a hold of people down there so you can sign on to his campaign petition to get on the ballot. Now, probably not quite yet, because the way the election rules are, it's usually it's like a horse race. Everybody gets in front of the gate, and then boom, the gate opens and everybody gets to run. Well, that gate is when they go, all right, go get your signature starting today. So we'll know that date soon on when that happens. And but he will, of course, have to have them turned in at least 30 days, if not longer than that, prior to the election of 2011. We'll get that detail as well. So we can make sure that he wins this time. Now, besides governor, he has also ran for attorney general. He has ran for Congress. And no, he's not one, but he always shows very, very well, even above other candidates, and always takes first in his home area, in his home county area, and the surrounding counties where they know him and they know that he is for real. So, if you know, it's not even about smoking marijuana, folks. I know most people out there listening to the show probably do, but it isn't just about that. It's about hemp and everything else. And jobs, you know, let's tax, let's do other things. But Gatewood can do it in Kentucky. Now, there are people along with Gatewood that are trying to push medical through and hemp through. We got Craig Lee with Madison Hemp Company, and the association is trying to push hemp through the legislatures of Kentucky. You know, back in 1942, folks, Kentucky was one of the 4-H states that grew hemp for victory to save the war, because our supply of hemp was cut off and we had to grow hemp in order to win. Now, that's just some of the issues. But, you know, aside from taxing marijuana, now Dennis Prohn will tell you, and he's right, they do not tax medicine, at least not prescription medicine. I forgot to look on the receipt for the aspirins that I bought. I keep forgetting about that. But if you get a prescription filled, look at your receipt next time. You don't pay taxes. So in one respect, if it's medical, Dennis is right. It shouldn't be taxed. somebody wants to buy it as a pack of cigarettes, I guess we can tax it that way. But what about the oil that can go in my ethanol vehicle?
Definitely.
Made from cellulose hemp, turned into alcohol. That can be taxed. What about the cloth that they sell to make shoes or clothes or American flags? Can tax that. Oop, shouldn't tax the American flag, though, should we? What about, well, now, hemp milk, for instance, that's food. In Ohio, doesn't get taxed. In West Virginia, unless they change their laws, they tax food.
New Mexico does, too.
New Mexico does. So any place that taxes food, and I don't mean restaurant food sitting in, I mean grocery food, hemp milk can be taxed. So besides all of that, think of all the different things that can be made out of the hemp plant that can be taxed. Now, that's one of the reasons why, as we reported last week, excuse me, change.org is going to end up, we're number one. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to read this again. This is Vote for the Top 10 Ideas for Change in America. Ideas for Change in America is a crowdsourcing competition that empowers citizens to identify and build momentum around a diverse range of ideas for addressing the challenges our country faces. From January through February this past year, there was more than 2,500 ideas submitted and voted on by 100,000 people across the country. The top three rated ideas from each issue category listed below, of course I'm not going to read them all because this is taken offline, qualified for the final round. Now, the final round voting begins March, that's last week, and ends March 12th, next week. The 10 most popular ideas will be presented to relevant members of the Obama administration, and Change.org will subsequently mobilize its full community to support a series of grassroots campaigns to help turn each idea into reality. Now, folks, last week, you can go back to the show on the WEED and listen to the stats that we gave last week. It was about 500 and something votes for the legalized medicinal and recreational use of marijuana. And the top one, we were like number seven last week. The day before, it was Monday, I believe, we were number 12 when it started because that was March 1st. The next day, it jumped to number seven. A week later, folks, guess what? We went from 500 and something votes to 3,200. Let me rephrase that. 3,279 votes. And now we are number one, as of this morning when I left my house. Legalize the medicinal and recreational use of marijuana became the number one for the change.org. Once again, we were number one last year, and we are number one again, and we will stay that way. Now, all you got to do is go to change.org/ideas, and you'll see it for yourself, the most popular. Vote, vote, vote. We want to keep it on the top. Now, I'm not going to say, though, that some of the other causes aren't good. I've even voted for some of the other ones as well. But we got to keep this on number one. So, have you guys done it?
Yes.
Yeah, I voted.
You did? Burn Man voted?
Hey,
Chuck's trying to say something. There you go. Put your headphones down for a second.
And don't step on your glasses.
If you vote for more than two of them, though, does that change? Would that affect the number one? Possibly.
Well, I mean, it's still going to add an extra number to those other votes. Sure.
Well, Chuck, if you want to vote for something else, just make sure for every vote you cast for something else, you go back to change to our topic. And vote for it a second time.
Can only do one vote. Only one vote, Pot and Hash.
Oh, well, I stand
one
corrected.
Vote. Yeah, one vote per thing. You can vote for more things, but each one you can only vote for. As soon as you click on it, it says voted. Can't click again.
Oh.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. If everybody listening and everybody listening tells 10 of their friends, or I know some of you guys have 20, 30, 40 friends out there, tell them all. Some of you guys have 1,000 people on your Facebook and on your mind. Thousands. Go there. Click it, then copy and paste it into your stuff and send it out to everybody and say, everybody, do this now so we stay on top for the legalized marijuana. All right, what's our time? It is 1:25. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to that clip. What do I have you queued for?
Number six.
Number six. Now, I'm going to very quickly tell you today is an anniversary for me. It is March 8th, and this is 2010. 37 years ago today, when I was just a young lass at 13, I saw a band live at the UC Fieldhouse, and we're going to play a clip. Now, I know people are going to go, oh, but this is commercial. It's too commercial. Well, guess what? I don't care. You're going to like it anyway. It's very pertinent to what our show is about, because although we are one country, some folks have made it us and them. So this goes out to the opposition that, like the drug war, we're going to win. I think you'll know who this is. It's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned for Pot and Hash.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City,
WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
Okay, I think it's me. All right. It is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man rolling the pot, and standing by is Pot and Hash. Now, what? I'm sure you knew what the song was, but there is a reason if you just tuned in that I played that, yes, I know, commercial Pink Floyd song. But it is us and them, and that is kind of what the drug war represents, is us and them mentality, and freedom issues, people that are against freedoms, and those of us that are for freedoms. And besides that, of course, today is March 8th, and oh, wait a minute. Is today the 8th? Or tomorrow the 8th? Oh, no. Today's the 9th. I believe today's the 9th. Oh, my goodness. But it doesn't matter. Yesterday was the 8th. Wait a minute. Oh, I lost my track of dates. My goodness. And here's my phone. It's moving very slow. Oh, yeah. Today's the 8th. Very good. I thought so. I guess I got stoned and didn't look at the calendar right.
I've been in the kitchen
hey,
too long.
Last week I showed up for therapy 24 hours before. It's better than being late.
That shows dedication.
Oh, well, I think I'm becoming dyslexic in my old age. Too many things, too many joints in the fire. Can't keep up with everything. So we need volunteers, folks. We need volunteers. I cannot keep up with everything. Now, of course, again, today is March 8th. I thought it was. And 37 years ago today, I was 13 years old, almost 14, and went to the UC Fieldhouse to see the Pink Floyd live. I had no clue who they were at the time. I was only going to meet my boyfriend because I was sneaking around and my mom didn't know about it. And I'd go, I'm going to the football game in high school at Finneytown, Mom. And then as soon as I get to the game, I go, see you guys later. And I'd go hang out with my boyfriend. And we'd go do really cool things like go to Pink Floyd concerts, except that I never found them. I got there with my girlfriend, Janet, and she lives in Portland now. And we never found Gary and Sam. Him and his buddy. We were supposed to be double dating blind, but we were so blinded by the joint that some guy passed us in the bleachers that we never found them. So, but I did find Pink Floyd. I didn't even know who they were, and I found them. And that was the Dark Side of the Moon tour. It was released on the 15th of March, 1 week later after I saw them for the first time live. So I had to play Cut Off the Dark Side, obviously. Now, moving into the present, a couple of weeks ago we reported that National Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws, tried to have an ad put up in Times Square on the big super screen. You ever see it on like David Letterman and stuff? They show Times Square and the big things are flashing. We have one on Fountain Square now just like it. We try to be like New York all the time, like Coney Island. But CBS, who owns it, said, nope, can't do it. Normal, we don't want your money. But apparently they got enough flack because... this is what it says. CBS lifts the ban on the Normal ad. What was too political several weeks ago has been deemed tolerable by CBS, who refused to run the 15-second Normal ad on the Times Square super screen. Now CBS's communication vice president, Shannon Jacobs, says they will accept the ad if Normal still wants to run it. The ad, you can see it on YouTube, shows a tree with dollar signs and reads, "Money can grow on trees. Legalize marijuana, billions in taxes." Now, I guess if you're one that can take the time to contact CBS, contact them and thank them. And then we'll see if that actually goes up. Oh, I do want to get to something really quick. I forgot about this. Last week we reported that TMZ, the big news reporting team, they were the first to release the information that Michael Jackson had died. They are really blowing out the paparazzis. They have the television show, if you've ever seen it. They sit around in their newsroom and they each one talk about all the different paparazzi shots that they've gotten, not only camera but video camera. And last week, what was covered from our end of the world was New Jersey weed man, otherwise known as Ed Fortune, who is now, you know, the L.A. weed man, he should be called, instead of New Jersey, because he is in L.A. now. And every Monday, or at least once a month on Monday, he's doing Reggae Monday. And but last Saturday, this past Saturday night, they had an Obama party. You can go not only to his website, I believe it's NewJerseyWeedMan.com, and see this. You can probably see it on TMZ as well. A matter of fact, I was watching the show over the weekend, and they not only had they already played this whole segment that Ed has on the site, you can see, but I caught it where it was like part of the commercial clip where the scene of Ed handing the joint off to President Obama in the ad is in the ad for TMZ commercial. So that's pretty good. Ed even made their little spot of stuff, but they did a really great clip of it. So go to his site, njweedman.com, and check that out and see how good that was. And as far as I know, the event went off without a hitch, and everything went well. Moving on very quickly, I want to let you know that Jim Tarbell, our former councilman and one-time vice mayor, has kicked off this past weekend at the Bachfest. He is running for county commissioner. I'm not sure exactly who he's up against, whoever's up on the council. Hopefully it's Pepper. We're going to have to check that out, folks, because, you know, it's because of David Pepper and then Cecil Thomas, councilman today, that we have a marijuana law here in Cincinnati. And Jim Tarbell, when he was on council, was one of the lone two votes, him and another former vice mayor, Crowley, who is no longer on council. They were the lone votes against it. Now we have one lone vote against it now, and that's Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls. Isn't that funny? All the people that have been vice mayor, and including our mayor, are opposed to this, but all the other dummies on council think it's great. We'll talk about that another day, although you can go to CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com to contact your council to let them know. But we're going to get on board with Jim's campaign for county commissioner because, boy, we need guys like him out there working for Cincinnati and Hamilton County. Now, let's see. What time is it? We have 20 till. Let's go ahead and go to the Pot and Hash. Mr. Pot and Hash, the dope boy.
Yes.
With his Pottsbury Bakery segment. And we'll come back to a little bit of news here in just a minute. You got a recipe for us today?
I certainly do, Hamptress.
All right. Well, you know, I didn't eat breakfast.
You didn't eat breakfast? Well, I have a lunchtime recipe for today.
Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to make cannabis meatballs. Yeah. People think
if you would have said you were going to make cannabis balls, I would have went, I didn't know cannabis had balls.
Well, the male plants do.
Oh, well, this is true. I forgot.
Anyway, you take a pound of very lean hamburger, 1/4 cup yellow onions that you dice very fine, 1 can of cream of mushroom soup, 1/4 cup of breadcrumbs, and 3 tablespoons of marijuana that you grind very fine. You mix all your ingredients in a large mixing bowl by hand, and you roll it into the meatball size. You brown them in a frying pan, and you drain, and you can use them in a casserole or with cannabis pasta, or you can make your own hoagies with them. And later, I'll have a recipe for a cannabis-based spaghetti sauce.
Yum. I actually have had some of that before. Different people make different stuff, and it goes well because it's... And you can even sprinkle a little bit of extra in there because it's like parsley.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I did get some, although I prefer to make my own, but sometimes in a hurry, you know, you can always get really good organic tomato sauces now.
Yes, you can.
And spaghetti sauces specifically.
And while I have the microphone,
go right ahead.
I don't really do anything like this ever, but I have a friend of ours down in New Zealand. She goes by the professional name of Mini Tribe.
All
she's
right.
A good friend of the movement down there. She's doing a lot of work, basically the same thing as what you do up here.
Wonderful.
And just wanted to give her a little shout out and say, you know.
Thanks. Mini Tribe.
Mini Tribe, yes.
Shout out from Hemp Rock to New Zealand to Mini Tribe.
Yes.
Well, you know, we'll have to get her on in the future.
We'll definitely try.
To figure out some kind of a way where we can make a long-distance call, or she can call us, maybe.
Or maybe I could just record a voice chat with her on the Internet.
There you go. You can do that. Absolutely.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Well, we'd love to have her and see what's going on in New Zealand, because I know there's a lot of different things that happen in different parts of the world. And
she's very busy.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to hand off an article for you to read since you're on the mic already. I'll give you the first part of it.
All right. Pot linked to psychotic episodes.
Your second half on the top of that one.
Psychotic episodes, huh? What does it do? Stop them? Anyway, scientists find long-term use raises the risk of hallucinations and delusions. Young people who smoke cannabis or marijuana for 6 years or more are twice as likely to have psychotic episodes, hallucinations, or... Are you trying to make me laugh? anyway, or delusions than people who have never used the drug, scientists say. The finding adds weight to previous research that links psychosis with the drug, particularly in its most potent form as skunk, and will feed the debate about the level of controls over its use. Despite laws against it, up to 190 million people around the world now use cannabis, according to the United Nations estimates, equating to about 4% of the adult population of the planet. John McGrath of the Queensland Brain Institute in Australia studied more than 3,801 men and women born between 1981 and 1984 and followed them up after 21 years to ask about their cannabis use and assess them for psychotic episodes. About 18% reported using cannabis for 3 or fewer years, 16% for 4 to 5 years, and 14% for 6 or more years.
Now, I cut off the rest of that just because that was the most important part. Now, this stuff just keeps coming, folks. This is the only study ever done, and they keep reporting on this one study, and comes out of the UK. The first media source to report that was the, I'm going to forget it. It'll come to me. I just was talking about this last week, and I just blanked, folks. Too many things in my head, not enough time to do it all. But it was one source, and that's the only one. Now, if you paid attention to what he was reading, they only questioned groups of people who were already sick. Okay? They didn't just randomly choose people. These were people coming through the different places. Oh, you sick? Oh, and how long have you smoked marijuana? Now, or have you before? Now, they did this with a group of about 1,200 men who had had heart attacks. Okay, now this is how they do gutter science, folks. They look for negative results. They ask with negative results. They start with the negative, looking for a negative, and it's the only time, at least our government funds, your tax dollars, can be spent to do any studies on marijuana. So what they did is they asked 1,200 men who had a heart attack. And one of the questions, I mean, they did a questionnaire. Now, one of the questions on it was, have you ever smoked marijuana? If they answered yes, they had to say how much and how soon before the heart attack. And out of the 1,200, there was about 30 guys who said that they smoked pot within an hour or so before the heart attack. And with that result, they reported marijuana is linked to heart attack in men. I swear to God, folks, and that's just exactly what's happening with this. So you're going to see these headlines over the different sources of media saying that marijuana is linked to psychosis. Now, okay, some people say I'm crazy. Okay, I agree with them on some level. Crazy enough to want to stand up against the bullcrap. And as Gatewood says, the only thing marijuana ever made him want to do is become a lawyer and change the laws. So if that's crazy, okay. I agree. Now,
You know, guns don't kill people, but they sure make it a lot easier.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, you know, besides people that are crazy like us here, there are other people that are crazy in this movement as well. And I say that loosely because, of course, if you're crazy enough to stand up, obviously you are crazy. But it really isn't a psychosis. It's really nothing more than a realization of what's right in this world. And, you know, they killed Jesus for the same kind of stuff. Now, I'm not comparing in any way. That's not. Please don't get mad at me like John Lennon. That's not what I mean. I just mean it as an example that when people stand up, other people think they're crazy and try to take them out. Now, that has happened recently with one of our own. Chris the Anarchist Ryan is the lead organizer for the Columbus chapter of the Million Marijuana March and the Global Worldwide Marijuana March that we also put on here in Cincinnati. He, some months back, and two others, they're called the Nebraska Three, were stopped in Nebraska and lost 150 pounds of marijuana to Nebraska. And this marijuana was going to Michigan for medical purposes. And unfortunately, due to the circumstances of this drug war, some people feel that it is, of course, better to cop a plea sometimes. In the meantime, that's probably what's happening with Chris, but this weekend there is a legal defense fund event for him because he may be going to jail, and that would be in Nebraska. And along with funds for him to survive in jail, as well as helping with the attorney fees and everything, this is an evening with Jack and Steve and Chris. Now, the Jack is Jack Kerouac, and the Steve is Steve Allen, and that's because he is two heroes of Chris Ryan, and he's very much into this kind of poetry and that kind of music and stuff. So this is a benefit for Chris the Anarchist Ryan's Legal Defense Fund, featuring the beat recordings of Jack Kerouac and Steve Allen, plus a little live poetry and music. It is Chris and Jack's Sherry birthday on March 12th, so that's another reason. This is also it's the 13th instead of the 12th. It's a Saturday and just the day after. And yes, I am reading it off the poster, folks. If you are in the Columbus area and you want to go to that, you can call 614-299-2672. Again, 614-299-2672 if you want to go to that. And it's going to be at the Cafe Kerouac up on High Street. I think Columbus is so cool because they have a High Street. We have a Calhoun and a Clifton and a Ludlow. Nothing's cool about it.
Well, the city of Hamilton has a High Street.
Well, that's true. I was thinking more of some. Yeah, even Hamilton has a High Street. Imagine that.
And you have to be high to walk down that street. Anyway.
Well, I assure you, most people walking down High Street in Columbus are high, too. That is for sure. Now, how much time do we have? We're probably not going to get to that last other clip, so go ahead and real quick play. Make sure I have the right one. clip number 5 on the Clips of the Day, Chuck, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Jay Statzer, drug war prisoner of the Wahoo 3, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio, Free Jay, Free the Weed, on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org. Coming soon to WVQCLP 95.7 FM Cincinnati.
All right. Did that get cut off at the end? I can't remember if that got cut off. Well, anyway, I wanted to get that played. That was also Jay Statzer. He is also one of the Nebraska 3 or the Wahoo 3 that he's talking about. So we wanted to get that clip in there as well. Anyway, I do want to remind everybody this weekend, if you are with the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, you might have just a little bit of chances to still get in. This is the 11th Annual International Conference in Fort Mason Center in San Francisco, California. That's this weekend, the 12th through the 14th. So if you're on the west end of the country, in the biggest state, most populated state in the country, California, you want to get to that if you're a student or want to be a part of the Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Our Reefer Girl Anna, who is our local executive director of the UC's campus SSDP chapter, will be there. So we'll get a report back from her when she comes back sometime next week. If not in time for next week's show, the week after. Anyway, also don't forget in California, Amiano resubmitted his marijuana legalization bill. It's now AB 2254. This is to tax and regulate in California. So go look up AB 2254 for marijuana, and you will get all the details on that. And did you still have my sheet of paper? Let me see that real quick. A couple other items on there. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, folks, the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March here in Cincinnati is on May 2nd at the Hamilton County Courthouse from 3 to 6. Now, on Saturday night, there's a fundraiser with Hemp Rock Hemp Fest, and that's at the Riverfront West Sports Park. For more information, stay tuned to the show. Go to hemprock.com or 513-684-HEMP. And also, don't forget the 2010 Marijuana Music Awards is open to all music from around the world that's got a marijuana flavor. Look up 2010 Marijuana Music Awards. You've got till the 21st of May, I believe. To 21st of May, right there it is, to get your songs in, and then the announced winners will be at the Toronto Hemp Expo in July. I think I've about covered everything. Maybe not. If not, we'll get it tomorrow. And again, thanks for coming in. And when will you be able to come in on Tuesdays as well, Pot and Hash?
In about 3 weeks.
3 weeks. We'll be having recipes every day, or both days that we're on the air, at least for a little while. You're in school to learn how to cook.
Well, I already know how to cook.
What are some of the things that they talk about? You guys ever discuss with hemp and things like that?
No, it hasn't come up yet.
Curious to know what the Culinary Institute would think of that.
I am too.
Especially, hemp seed and hemp milk.
Well,
not just cooking with marijuana. I mean, there's, for instance, on PBS, there's the vegetarian cook. She uses soy milk, but yet she'll throw hemp seeds in some of the dishes. It's like, lady, just get the hemp milk. Soy sucks to begin with, and it's not good for you compared.
Yeah, we don't use soy.
No, I won't use soy. So, there we go. Hemp milk, hemp milk, hemp milk. And I'm going to send out a yo. I'm sending out a yo to the girls from Cincinnati Conscience because they sent me out a yo on last week's show. So they don't know it, but I'm doing ho, ho. That's for the girls. They're coming up next. And you just have to go back and listen to the W. No, I didn't call them hoes.
Don't call them hoes.
I didn't call them hoes. I really didn't.
You'd be out there working with Larry King.
They are very, very cool chicks, and we love these girls. And you can get their archives also on the WEED Radio Network. And I did finish last week's. It's up there. They've got 3 shows up on the WEED on their archive. And new pictures, folks. We have new pictures. Go to the WEEDRadioNetwork.com and check it out. Pictures of us and pictures of them. And then those will soon be up on the WVQC website as well. Katie's going to do that for us. So don't forget, if you want to be a member, give them a call here at Media Bridges. It's important, important, important. Our antenna will be up soon at 95.7 FM, and we will then be WVQCLP Cincinnati. for real. In the meantime, WVQC.org, I am the Happy Hemptress, voice of the resistance. He has been the burn man over there, kind of trying to roll the pot, and he is the Pottsbury Dope Boy with the Pottsbury Bakery
and you're
segment.
Not.
And I'm not. And they're not. But you are Pot and Hash, and we'll be back tomorrow, same place, same time.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
To Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org. A member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center. Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
Son, you be hardworking man. And mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can. But then one day, I met a man who came to me and said, yeah, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4, Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production. Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay All Day, where hippie meets the hood.